Welcome to Nachyomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Schupp, and today we'll examine chapter 17 of Sefer Yirmiyahu. The first four verses of this chapter are clearly linked to the previous one, wherein Hashem condemned the Judeans to exile for their habitual idolatry that had marred their mindset and had defiled the Holy Land. Thereafter, a new parshia starts, indicating that Yirmiyahu's role was not limited to foretelling the near or distant future, nor did he just reproach the Jewish nation for their sins. But he also taught them Torah and tried to instill faith. Yirmiyahu, the teacher, instructs his audience on bitachon, trust and reliance on God, and presents verses 5 and 6 as a preamble by quoting Hashem. Ko amar Hashem, Arur hagever asher yiftach be'adam, v'sam besar zro'o, u'min Hashem yasur libo, v'haya kera'ar barava, v'lo yir'e ki yavo tov. Veshachan charrim b'midbar, eretz melecha velo teshev. Cursed is the man who trusts in mankind, who relies on the strength of flesh, and turns his heart away from Hashem. He will be like a shrub in the desert. He will not see when the good comes. He will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land, where none can live. This message would resonate with people who had long since recognized the futility of serving pagan gods and had then trusted their political and military leaders, only to have that faith crushed as well. Yirmiyahu then speaks to such disaffected individuals and stares them back to a true faith that can withstand the test of history. In verses 8 and 9, he contrasts those whose trust had been dashed with those who maintain their reliance on Hashem and declares, Baruch hagever asher yiftach b'Hashem, v'haya Hashem miftacho, v'haya ke'etz shatul al mayim, v'al yuval yishalach shoroshav. V'lo yare ki yavo chom, v'haya alehu ra'anan, u'vishnat batzoret lo yidag, v'lo yamish me'asot peri. Blessed is the man who trusts in Hashem, and Hashem is his sole security. He is like a tree planted by the waters, whose roots are sent towards a stream, and does not fear should heat come, for its leaves are always green. It does not worry about a year of drought, nor does it ever cease to produce fruit. These lines have been incorporated into our liturgy and are familiar lyrics to popular Jewish music. They serve to contrast reliance on fallible human beings with trust in a perfect, all-knowing God. Conceivably, this sermon came at the heels of repeated policy failures of Judean kings who foolishly relied on alien nations in their efforts to repel the invading armies of Babylonia, only to be betrayed and abandoned again and again. Yirmiyahu's audiences were well aware that religious piety can be faked, so the ninth verse would have resonated with them. Akov halev mikol ve'anush hu mi yedaenu. The mortal heart is deceitful above all things and incurable. Who can assess it? The people had learned the hard way that they cannot determine who is trustworthy and on whom they can rely. To which Yirmiyahu provides the answer, quoting God's teachings. Ani Hashem, חוקר לב בוחן כליות, ולתת לאיש כדרכיו, כפרי מעלליו. I, Hashem, can search the heart and examine the conscience. Thus I reward a man according to his intentions and give him what his deeds deserve. Hashem is not fooled by appearances, and only he knows what is etched in a person's heart and mind. Yirmiyahu then presents several epigrams, each encapsulating a fundamental truth, beginning with verse 11. Kore dagar velo yalad, ose osher velo bemishpat, bechatsiyama viyazvenu, uveachrito yenaval. Like a partridge hatching eggs, it did not lay. Is the man who makes a fortune unjustly. In midlife, his riches will desert him, and in the end, he will be proven the felon. One might fool his customers and clients for ill-gotten gains, but Hashem cannot be hoodwinked. And a swindler will lose his ill-gotten gains and ultimately be exposed as the foolish crook. Yirmiyahu follows up with a fundamental truth about the Creator in verse 12. Kiseh chavod marom mirishon, mekom migdashenu. A glorious throne, exalted from the beginning, is the place of our sanctuary. Malbim points out that marom mirishon can also be translated as more exalted than the beginning, to indicate that Hashem is transcendent, above and beyond all time and space, and preceded all things. But nonetheless, from that exalted throne, Hashem watches over and guides the entire universe that he created, and is fully aware of every creature, big and small. Consequently, a human being is held accountable only to the King of Kings, and should cast his lot only at the foot of Kiseh HaKavod. The final epigram is in verse 13, in which the prophet speaks directly to God, referring to Hashem as Mikveh Yisrael, the fount of life, which sustains all living things. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, kol ozvecha yevoshu, vesurei ba'aretz ikatevu, ki azvu mekor maim chayim et Hashem. Hashem, the hope of Israel, all who abandon you will be put to shame. All who turn away will be written in the dust, for they have abandoned Hashem, the fountain of living water. Yirmiyahu then closes his speech with a prayer for healing, a prayer that was later incorporated into the Amidah, appealing for himself and for his faithful students, in verse 14. Rifaeni Hashem ve'erafe, hoshieni ve'evashea, ki tihilati ata. Heal me, Hashem, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are my praise. One might wonder why he interrupted his theological discourse with a prayer for healing. Radak says he begs for healing from the physical and psychological abuse to which he has been exposed. Malbim implies that Yirmiyahu notices the skepticism in the eyes of some in his audience, and perhaps the smirks of his distractors. Because he so frequently rebuked them or forewarned of disasters that are in the offing, he had come to be widely despised and disbelieved. Yirmiyahu had been accused of being a false prophet, such that the people dared him to prove the veracity of his predictions. Thus he prays in verse 15, Hinei hema omrim elai, Ayei dvar Hashem, miyavona. They keep saying to me, where is the word of Hashem? Let it come now. But if Yirmiyahu's predictions are proven to be true, then he must witness the destruction of those he loves so much. He therefore begs Hashem to stop using him as the vehicle for prophecies of doom, for he is stuck between a rock and a hard place. His conscience is torn as he prays in verses 16 through 18. Ve'ani lo atzti miro'e acharecha. V'yom anush lo hitaveti. Ata yadata motze sfatai. Nochach panecha haya. Al tiye li limchita. Machasi ata biyom ra'a. Yevoshu rodfai ve'ale vosha ani. Yechatu hema ve'ale chate ani. Havi alehem yom ra'a. Umishne shibaron shavrem. As for me, I have not run away from being your shepherd, but I have not desired the day of despair either. You know what my lips uttered, always in your presence. Do not become a terror to me. You've been a refuge in the day of disaster. Let my persecutors be put to shame, but do not shame me. Let them be terrified, but do not terrify me. Bring upon them the day of disaster and shatter them with double destruction. Nevertheless, in the closing paragraph of this chapter, Yirmiyahu obediently goes to the gates of Yerushalayim to convey Hashem's message to the leaders and citizens who have flagrantly violated Shabbat in the holy city. Kol amar Hashem, hishamru benafshotechem ve'al tisu masa biyom haShabbat ve'hevetem b'sha'arei Yerushalayim ve'lo totziu masa mibatechem biyom haShabbat ve'chol melacha lo ta'asu ve'kidashtem et yom haShabbat kasher tziviti et avotechem. This is what Hashem says. Be careful not to carry a load on the Shabbos day or bring it through the gates of Yerushalayim. Do not take a load out of your house or do any work on the Shabbat, but keep the Shabbat day holy as I commanded your ancestors. However, they refuse to obey and defiantly violate halacha, despite Hashem's promise that observance of the sacred Shabbat will secure the Davidic dynasty, repel the colonial rule of alien conquerors, and the city will withstand all military attacks, and Beit HaMikdash and its rituals will endure uninterrupted. Hashem promises that in the merit of Shmirat HaShabbat, Yerushalayim, the city, will prosper, as will the Kohanim and the royal court, pledging in verse 26, people will come from the towns of Yehuda and the villages around Yerushalayim, from the territory of Binyamin and the western foothills, from the hill country in the Negev, bringing burnt offerings and sacrifices, grain offerings and incense, and bringing thank offerings to the house of Hashem. Nevertheless, the people continue to turn a deaf ear, despite the explicit description of the inevitable outcome for violating Shabbat, the hallmark of Hashem's bond with Am Yisrael, as described in the closing verse of this chapter. Ve'im lo tishme'u elai lekadesh et yom haShabbat ulevilti set masa uvo b'sha'arei Yerushalayim b'yom haShabbat v'hitzati esh b'sha'areha ve'achla armanot Yerushalayim ve'lo tichbe. If you do not obey me to keep the Shabbat day holy by not carrying any load as you come through the gates of Yerushalayim on the Shabbat day, then I will kindle a fire in the gates of Yerushalayim that will consume her fortresses and will not be quenched. Thank you for learning together. Le'ilui Nishmat Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bat Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.